DW Africa Link.
While the coronavirus has hardly left East Africa alone, for many rural Kenyans and Somalis, the COVID-19 pandemic is almost an afterthought. A locust invasion of biblical proportions has left the region staring at a potentially empty larder. This is a DW Africa Link special podcast on the coronavirus. I'm Kai Nebe. But first, a look at this week's big news. And in studio today, I've got Assumpta Latos, DW presenter. Welcome, Assumpta.
Thank you very much, and I'm very happy to be here.
Assumpta, what is new this week?
Well, there are two very interesting news on COVID-19. And the first one is the free COVID-19 testing in Banjul, the Gambia. And I find this quite remarkable.
And why is that a big deal suddenly?
Well, it's a big deal because it's for the first time in the country which has very weak health system, they're going to try and test 100 people per week. The tests will be free of charge, which is not something that you can take for granted, because in many countries you have to pay to get tested coronavirus. And if you don't have money, you'll be in trouble, kind of. You cannot just test that easily. And most of people rely on health insurance to get that tested. And I'm just imagining on the people who don't have health insurance.
And I guess this also probably discourages people from trying to find out their status if they know that it is that expensive. And then another big story coming across was with the CDC, I believe.
Yes. Apparently, 7 African countries, and that is Liberia, Sierra Leone, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Cameroon, Nigeria, and Morocco, they are starting to test or to administer the coronavirus antibody tests.
Wait, hold on. What is that, an antibody test? What is
antibody tests? Is to try and to see how resistant you are. I mean, or your body is to the virus, and that means like you have kind of you gotten already the virus, and you have your body has fought the virus, and your body could be somehow resistant to the virus. And to understand the mechanism and the widespread of the virus.
And so these antibody tests are being conducted by Africa CDC. And I believe this is the first time it's being done.
This is the first time, and you know that in
across Africa
on the continent, there are over 9.4 million coronavirus tests.
Assumpta Latos, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Panic has gripped farmers in Kenya's food basket region, which feed the East African nation. A locust invasion as the harvesting season approaches has coincided with travel restrictions to curb the spread of COVID-19. It's a double blow that has affected food supply chains and is threatening food security not just for Kenyans, but for East African countries. And it's also the worst locust infestation Kenya has seen in 70 years. DW's Andrew Wasika went to central Kenya to find out more about this insect plague.
Here in Tharaka Nithi County, the maize, millet, green grams, and most vegetables grown here are almost ready for harvest. In a few weeks, the farmers here were expecting to harvest tons of food, as they have been blessed with abundant rains this year, coupled with rich volcanic soils, the best conditions for farming in Kenya. I said they were expecting because millions of locusts are already wreaking havoc in their farms, devouring anything that is green, a 4 month harvest all gone to waste. Farmer Maina Dhuku from Tharaka in eastern Kenya takes stock of the damage.
On this side of the farm, I harvest 21 bags of maize. On that other side, I harvest 18 bags of sorghum and millet. I also harvest 8 to 12 bags of green grams, depending on the rain. All my harvest has been eaten by the locusts. We are here wondering what we will do. The locust swarms are scary. They eat everything. We are even scared. that they will eat our kids because the swarms are like nothing I have ever seen. They even scare me. They make this sound and then they surround you.
Dhuku fears for the future of his family and those of farming relying households in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. The government has warned farmers of a shortage of crucial farming accessories, such as fertilizers due to COVID-19 movement restrictions. Experts have also indicated that locusts are heading towards Western Kenya. The farmers are warning that this is a recipe for food insecurity and hunger.
My name is Paul Kisiangani, a farmer in Kakamega County. We are not seeing any preparedness measures being put in place by the government. We have heard that now the locusts are already in Elgeyo Marakwet. Kakamega, we are a worried lot, I can tell you. We are preparing our fields for maize production. If these locusts land, then we'll have no food. That will be a food security disaster.
Chairman of the Agricultural Industry Network in Kenya, Edward Mudibo, also laments the impact that the coronavirus has already had on agricultural chains in Kenya and the greater East Africa.
COVID-19 has had a tremendous impact on the performance of the various agricultural value chains. The most affected are actually small-scale farmers whose activities have been hampered by the disruption caused by the pandemic. Further, agribusinesses around the country have been negatively affected due to the fact that the agricultural value chains are not performing at optimal level.
The East African food supplies chain has never been the same since COVID-19 struck. With the coming of the locusts, the situation is expected to worsen.
Andrew Asike bringing us those voices and sounds from Kenya. Heading into the end of 2019, things were looking positive for Somalia, at least from an agricultural perspective. Good rains had brought hope that the April harvests would be bountiful. Then in February, Somalia declared a national emergency, citing the worst locust invasion in 25 years. And in March came the COVID-19 pandemic. Desert locusts can travel 150 kilometers a day, and the large swarms eat their own body weight in food every day. Worse still, the insects have laid eggs, which is stoking fears a second wave could be on the way. DW's Kader Hader has the details.
Locust swarms in Galmudug State and other regions of Somalia have destroyed large swathes of farmland, leaving many farmers with severe food shortages. Abdullahi Ahmed farms maize and sorghum with a small-scale farm in another town in Somalia. The locust invasion has pushed his family to the limit.
The locust invasion has been disastrous. Firstly, we lost all the crops twice this year. It happened as we got ready to harvest our planted crops. Our lives depended on the farms produced. So you can imagine how dire our situation is. I was forced to take debt to survive.
However, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations said that there is a fear that Somalia could witness another wave of locust invasion. Dr. Mohamed Hassan, an officer with UNFAO at Hargeisa office, explains what this could mean for Somalia's food security.
This year, around April, became a massive number. Ministry of Agriculture were fighting with their staff so that both air and ground can be controlled locust. With the expected rain, locust might become more massive than before. It requires readiness, well-trained staff, vehicles both on the ground and helicopters on air to spray, as well as community support. Otherwise, it will destroy more farmlands than before.
Farmers and low-income families say the locust is more severe than the COVID-19 pandemic. Here is farmer Abdullahi Ahmed again.
Coronavirus is a deadly disease that has affected the world. But for us, its impact is lesser in terms of the gravity than that of the locust, which completely destroyed our farms. The coronavirus affected our travels to Mogadishu and led to suspicion among residents with regard to the spread of the disease.
Dr. Abdi Jama, coordinator of Intergovernmental Authority on Development's Food Security, Nutrition and Resilience Analysis Hub, says the Horn of African nations are facing a double whammy of locust invasion and COVID-19.
The IGAD region in the Greater Horn of Africa is facing an unprecedented threat of COVID-19. Desert locust and flooding, which are expected to present a serious challenge to the food security situation in the region. In the case of Somalia, the desert locust was one of the member countries that the desert locust landed initially. The control operations have been going on since then, thanks to the help of the development partners.
Despite Somalia being badly hit by the locust invasion and facing a major task in keeping local transmission of COVID-19 in check, the country is now preparing for national elections, which is surrounded by many challenges.
With food security predicted to become an issue in East Africa, how are local companies reacting, especially in a time when COVID-19 restrictions add another layer of complexity for getting food to those most in need? Securing a reliable supply chain is key. A tech and data company called SoccerWatch is trying to do just that. Launched in 2016, SoccerWatch aims to enable informal retailers to order products at any time via SMS or mobile app and receive same-day delivery. The company aims to reach about 1.5 million vulnerable families and 16,000 local shops across East Africa. I talked to SoccerWatch's country CEO of Kenya, Angela Nzioki. Have there been like sticking points, perhaps maybe regarding the type of technology used, the type of infrastructure one has to have in order to use the app?
So that's we've really put in a lot of effort and emphasis to make sure that the technology we are building is built for the simplest types of phone. So your basic feature phone that you can be able to use to send an SMS with should be able to get them access to the services.
The profile of SoccerWatch, has it to any degree increased during the lockdowns?
We had to go the extra mile to actually figure out how more can we help? How more can we be able to make sure that the shops and the communities that we serve stay functioning? We did partner, or rather we were part of a conglomerate of companies that launched a project called Project Safe Hands, that was ensuring that we're giving out essential goods and services free of charge to different communities. And particular sets of those goods and services were soap, hand sanitizer, water tanks, to get people to wash their hands, gloves, masks, basins. So really basic essential services, but guaranteeing that everybody gets this free of charge.
That was SoccerWatch's Angela Nzioki. Securing a stable supply chain in very unstable times is essential for businesses that cater for lower-income families. And with the twin plagues, COVID-19 and a mammoth locust invasion bearing down on East Africa, Kenya and Somalia's ability to overcome them may be felt for years to come. This was a DW Africa Link special podcast on the coronavirus. Big thanks to Kader Hader and Andrew Wasike, as well as our production team here in Bonn, Germany. Stay safe, and until next time.